Hi again, everybody, and welcome to our local hour here on KSBT, KBFI, North Idaho Radio. I'm your host, Bob Witte. It's time for North Idaho Thursday. I want to thank Ricky and our guest host, Marie McAllister, for providing us with a fun show yesterday. Ricky's top 10 favorite summertime snacks. The whole thing made me very hungry. Hey, and if I want to remind you, listeners, if you have any ideas for a future Top 10 show, you can pass along those ideas by personal messaging us on the Facebook page, North Idaho Radio, or you can go to northidahoradio.com, or you can just phone it in, 265-8255. That's 265-TALK. Operators are standing by on duty to take your calls right now. We've got a good show for you today. First off, we'll have our monthly segment with the Sandpoint Elks Club, number 1376. Past Exalted Ruler Dwight Scheffler will join us in the studio today with an update on the Elks Golf Course and other happenings with the Elks Club. Also today, we'll be joined by Leanne Torzempa, licensed electrologist from the Professional Electrology Center. She specializes in permanent hair removal, so some of you ladies may be interested in that segment. Also today, Governor Brad Little is scheduled to hold a press conference at around 12:30 our time. He is expected to announce that Idaho will go into stage 3 of our reopening following the coronavirus pandemic, of course. Hopefully, we can pass along an update for you before our local hour is up today. What's up with our weather? Well, obviously a gorgeous day is on tap right now with highs in the mid to upper 70s by this afternoon. My goodness, feels great. Tomorrow we're looking at mid to upper 80s. 80s here in North Idaho. Chance of showers Saturday afternoon, and then the warm weather is going to kind of come to an abrupt end as we head into much cooler, wetter weather as we head into Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. But for now, let's enjoy that. Enjoy these couple of words. We'll be back with Dwight Scheffler from the Sandpoint Elks right after this. All right, we are back North Idaho Thursday here on North Idaho's radio, and we're joined, as we have oftentimes in the last year or so, with Dwight Scheffler from the Sandpoint Elks Club. Now you were the Exalted Ruler for the last year, and now you're the Past Exalted Ruler, P-E-R. How does that feel?
Oh, yeah, P-E-R. Well, I had a great time being the E-R, the Exalted Ruler, and now I am taking that experience, and I've actually volunteered to fill a trustee spot.
Oh, good for you.
And I'm still involved with the Elks. It's, as you know, Bob, it's kind of a passion of mine. The Elks here in Sandpoint give so much to the community, add so much to the community with the golf course and all the things that we do for veterans and kids. And so I wasn't ready to hang it up.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, that's what keeps the organizations like the Elks Club going.
Yeah.
For people like you.
Yeah.
That's great. So the Exalted Ruler is just 1 year?
It's a one-year gig, if you will. And I had a great time, went to, I guess, 3 state conventions, 1 national convention, and just met a lot of wonderful people, and it was a great experience.
So, of course, with the COVID and all of that going on right now, I imagine those conventions aren't happening this year.
They're not, and the new ER, mm-hmm. Linda Tatlock,
who we've had on this show.
Yeah, I'm feeling kind of bad because she is, what we call the summer convention has been canceled, and I haven't actually talked to her whether the national convention, which is first part of July, has been canceled, but I would be surprised if they would would have that. But I don't know that.
Yeah, I would think so, but we'll just have to wait and see. Just so many, you know, artists, recording artists canceling their tours, of course. Who knows what's going to happen with baseball. And
right. And just the logistics of flying anymore and getting everybody in one spot is difficult. Yeah.
Yeah. It's about the only good thing I can think of coming out of this pandemic is I have traveled a lot in my life for business, and airports, I'm not a germaphobe, but airports have always kind of freaked me out because there's so many people from all over the world crammed into small spaces, and I am not opposed to always wearing a face mask in airports and on airplanes where you're all breathing the same air. I think, why not?
Yeah, well, my wife and I, we travel a lot,
yeah,
and we have always said, you know, maybe we should be, you know, protecting ourselves a little bit more. She, as soon as we sit down on the plane, she is disinfecting everything around us. And then, it, you know, it just could be coincidence, but it seems like you get, after you've been on a plane, you get off, and maybe the next couple of days you have a little cough, and you think, there you go, you know.
Yeah.
I was sitting next to the wrong person, you know. So maybe this will maybe modify our behavior a little bit. I tell you what, I have never, I'll knock on wood here, but I have spent this winter healthier than, and my wife too, healthier than we've ever been. And I really credit the fact that we're all aware, and we have been washing our hands, and I've got disinfectant on, or what do you call that stuff that you put on your hands, you know? The
hand sanitizer.
Yeah, the hand sanitizer, and it's on my desk. And so because of that, or maybe because of that, I guess I should say, I've never had a winter where I haven't had a cold.
Yeah. Well, and you're just so much more aware, like just going to places that you have to go to eventually, like the grocery store, is that you don't all cluster together. And at the Elks Golf Course, you guys have gone to great lengths. I remember the first couple of days you were open this year, and it was like a little iffy going in the, you know, the pro shop to check in. It's like one person at a time. There was hand sanitizer everywhere. You know, you put up the plexiglass shield and just did every precaution. And one great thing you did is finally, you've always had tee times, but now you're really implementing, like, you can't just show up and play unless the course is wide open, but you need to make tee times. And I like that a lot because it has spread out the golf course. Because historically at the Elks, say you and I had a tee time for a foursome, but then three guys just show up because that's what they've always done.
That's right.
And then
yeah.
you have people coming off of 9 going on to 10, and it becomes this cluster on the first tee, and then it doesn't get any better the rest of the day. So this has really spaced everybody out.
Yeah. And, you know, we started trying to do the tee times a couple of years ago, and we got some negative feedback. Somebody would you'd meet somebody like myself and you that have golfed there forever, and they come up to you and they say, wait a minute, this is my golf course, and how dare you expect me to have to make a tee time at my golf course?
Yeah,
and
heard that a lot.
Yeah, and so as we all know, you know, Sandpoint is being discovered to a greater degree every day, month, year, and we have more traffic out on the golf course. And to our club pro, Russ Brisboy's credit, you know, he is keeping that course just in great playing condition. And it's just something that needed to be done. The tee times have really streamlined everything. And like you say, it's been also very good for just keeping everybody in their own space, and it's really tamped down or mitigated, if you will, the frustration that a lot of people had when they all showed up at noon. And, you know, do you remember the little thing that spinner thing? You put your ball in there, and it would, you know, go down, round and around, and that meant, you know, when your ball was – was when you take your ball out of the bottom and your ball was there, well, then you teed off. Well, some people didn't know about that. And they said, hey, wait a minute, I was here
especially
before.
People from out of town. I've been yeah, standing right. here for a half an hour. Yeah, I didn't know about that stupid ball
thing. Yeah,
what
kind of a funky deal is that you got going here?
Yeah, and then, you know, you'd try to have a starter, and it was usually some nice old retired guy, and he would have a heck of a time controlling because people like you and me, longtime members, would just show up and go, hey, it's me. We're going. We play at 2:30.
Yeah, right. That's our tea time, 2:30. Everybody knows that. Yeah.
So, yeah, it just feels more under control. And like, you know, if I'm going with one of my daughters, which we were just talking about before we came on, if we have a 2:30 tea time, we know that it's not going to be a cluster at the tee. That is our time.
Yeah. It's working really well.
You mentioned Russ Brisbois, and not only is he the club pro running the pro shop, but him and Sonia do so much for the Elks. They do just unbelievable work. But he's done an unbelievable job on the course itself. And my friends were commenting last weekend about the condition of the greens. I don't know that they've ever been better.
They've never been better. They really haven't. And Russ has put a lot of time into those. But let's give Mother Nature a little bit of credit, although sometimes it's frustrating when we see those clouds overhead. We've had a couple of springs where we just didn't get any rain until the lake gets up to a certain pool level. We can't get water on the golf course.
Right.
And that affects the quality of our greens and fairways. So we'll give Mother Nature a little bit of credit along with Russ, but Russ has been doing a fantastic job.
Of course, a lot of the irrigation coming out of the lake, and if it's down to a certain level, we just don't have any pressure.
Well, the intake is above the low pool level,
right,
so the water has to come up before it reaches the intake.
That's a fancy way of saying what I was trying to say.
Right. Okay.
So golf course conditions. It seems to me that like a lot of people. Seems to me there's more golfers this spring so far than the typical spring, and maybe it's just people who've been cramped up in their house for so long. They just want to get out and do something. Is play up?
You know, the golf course is having, we've started off with a great year. And, yeah, we've got good numbers out there. And, again, that goes to the quality of the course. But I would agree with you. People are a little bit, have felt housebound. They want to get out, have a good walk, get some fresh air. And so I think all of the above probably, but we definitely are getting a lot of play out there.
Yeah. So, again, you need to call ahead for tee times, and it just ensures your time, ensures that it keeps people away from each other, which is all good. Have you had any – I know most of your tournaments you have at the Elks are in the late season. Have you had anything having to be canceled or postponed out there?
Well, we haven't – we're not – or we're trying not to cancel any of our tournaments. There has been some postponements, but we have our big tournaments like our B&B, which is Bob mm-hmm. and Bob tournament. That'll be coming up here, and we have a veterans tournament. Mm-hmm. These are big fundraisers.
Well, the veterans tournament's gotten huge over the years.
Yeah, it's huge. So with a little bit of luck and God's grace, we'll get through this whole virus thing and we'll have our tournaments and we'll raise some money for the community and everything will be fine.
Oh, good. By the way, I mentioned earlier our Bulldog Bench, the Spring Scramble, was postponed this April, but we have just signed up with the Lynx on June the 20th. First day of summer, ironically, the mm-hmm. Spring Scramble. So that one's back on. So
right, hopefully. Right. And you know what? I think people are feeling, as we've all learned from this whole pandemic thing, people have learned how to be safe
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and to wear, you know, the mask if need be, but also take just kind of some common sense things, but people are not as fearful maybe of the unknown because mm-hmm. we're 3 months into this now and we know a little bit more about what's going on.
Honestly, that first month was pretty hairy.
Yeah.
We just didn't know.
We didn't know.
As far as that's concerned, as far as the Elks, have you been having meetings or people gathering inside at all, or how are you doing this?
Well, Our first meeting is coming up. Let's see, I got it written down here. Our first lodge meeting of this new fiscal year, which begins April 1st, or began April 1st, our first meeting will be Tuesday, June 9th.
Okay.
But yes, we have been meeting. We've been meeting virtually via teleconference and Zoom.
Yeah,
and
everybody's been living like the Brady Bunch. Remember the beginning of the Brady Bunch?
Yeah, right.
It's like, oh, so, yeah, there's so-and-so. That's great.
So we've had business that we've had to conduct. And just speaking of the golf course, one of the things that I'm really excited about, we have concentrated on the greens in the past few years. We just bought a, what does Russ call that? It's a large sand spreader that we will be now working on, say, the fairway, 100 yards, and then expanding it to 150 yards in from the green. We're going to be sanding that, plugging it, sanding it, and getting that those landing areas or where the drive usually lands, we want to get that pristine so that people can take their divot. And so that was a big piece of equipment that we just bought, and which goes to our business meetings and what our plans are for the Elks Golf Course and what we want to do with the Elks Golf Course as it relates to this community.
That's unbelievable and so great to hear. It's not just the old days of just mowing what you had.
Yeah, no, no. We have, and Russ has, great lofty goals, and that's the way that I like to conduct business. Set a goal out there, put it out there to where you have something to work towards that people can appreciate. And tying this in with our B&B tournament, that piece of equipment was bought with B&B funds.
Gotcha.
And so people, when they come out and they support us on that, we will continue to put that money. That money 100% goes right back into the golf course. And so when you come out and play in that golf tournament, you're really just adding to the quality of your golf experience.
And of course, the B&B, the Bob and Bob, a great tribute to lifetime members Bobby Moore and Bob Hess.
That's right.
Have to throw that in for the guys.
Yeah, great guys. Golfed with both of them a lot. And of course, the Elks Golf Course, they were both passionate golfers and passionate about the Elks Golf Course.
Bobby Moore was there literally every day.
He was.
And Bob Hess told me years ago he was going to play till the day he died, and doggone it.
Yeah.
He came really close.
He came close to it, didn't he?
that's great. Before we leave the golf thing, how about Men's Club, the Monday Night League, and the Ladies League? Are they starting up now?
Yeah, the Men's Club has been going. The Monday Night League, last night was the final week. Monday night golf has been spread out between Monday and Tuesday nights.
Okay.
So this week is the last week of that. So next Monday night, everybody, all the Monday night players will be all there.
Okay.
Now, the Thursday night men's is, there's not as many people in that, so we haven't had to do that with Thursday night. But it's been going, and Wednesday women's has been going.
That's great.
And the restaurant, we're just right on the edge of getting that opened up. And the restaurant has been preparing meals. And
doing to-go this whole time. Which leads me right into the Friday fish fry. You guys were going to do that once, and they thought, God, it was so successful. We did it again and again. Are you going to continue the fish
fry? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've got another fish fry. Let's see. We have a fish fry, speaking to the mic here. First Friday fish fry of June is June 5th, and it's dine-in. Like I said, we're transitioning to dining in. And so you can dine in, or you can still take it out. We've seen that a lot of people like that takeout.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can dine in or take out. Three-piece fish, heap of fries and coleslaw. If you haven't tried it, you got to do it. It's a great meal. Three-piece dinner is $12, and two-piece fish dinner is $10.
Good deal. And it's great to see that being so successful and people taking advantage of it and supporting the Elks. So starting here in just another week or so, dine in at the Elks Club. Other upcoming events, what else is going on?
Well, one of the things that I really wanted to plug, because it's the future of golf. You and I, of course, we're old guys playing golf for many years and love it. But we have this coming Sunday, which is May 31st, last mm-hmm. day of May, we have Hook a Kid on golf registration. And so that starts at 1 o'clock this Sunday. And if you have, now, I don't have the age group, but I'm thinking it's like 8 through 12. But call the Elks if there's a question on that. I should have thought about that particular age group. But I do know that my grandson, who is 8, qualifies. And so he will
be there. So does my grandson, who's 10.
Yeah, and the 10-year-old will qualify. Everyone that has participated in that loves it. It gets the kids out there. We work on golf course etiquette, discipline. Everybody's out there in nature's sun, or we'll hope that the rain doesn't hit too hard. But as you know, Bob, sometimes rain and wind are part of golf.
A huge part.
Yeah.
And it was invented in the wet rain and wind.
That's right. So it will be held rain or shine,
mm-hmm.
and it's good for these kids. You know, they're either going to be in a polo shirt or maybe a rain shirt, but that's part of golf, and it's been a huge success for many years. And if people are not familiar with it, each kid gets a bag and
wow.
a set of clubs. So.
That's crazy. Where does the money come from for those clubs and the bags?
It comes from the Elks, and we either pay it out of our coffers, or in past years we've gotten grants from the National Foundation, Elks National Foundation, to cover the cost of that. So we have put into this community maybe an average, if you will, 30 to 40 bags of clubs into this community for the last few years.
That's awesome. What a great program. Dwight, you know, you've been on the show several times in the last year, and I really appreciate that. Each month we talked about the 100th anniversary year, which is happening. Has this pandemic and all the postponements and cancellations affected any of your 100th anniversary events?
Yes. The 100th anniversary has been postponed. It was previously scheduled for Saturday, June 27th, and it has been postponed to Saturday, August 8th at 3 p.m. You know, it was hard for us to postpone it. The June date was our actual 100th anniversary, and turning 100 is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
And
ask Gene Holt. He
yeah, right.
Turned 100 last year.
Yeah, right. And so we were definitely not going to miss out on a celebration. We're going to have a good celebration. So I want to say that again, Saturday, August 8th at 3 p.m. Now, anyone that's a Sandpoint resident has some connection to the Elks.
Sure.
In some fashion or another. So we would like to have everyone come out and celebrate with us. And we'll have the bar and the restaurant open and a lot of other things going on at that time. But anyone that would like to come out, you don't have to be a member. It's the community.
Good.
It's a community celebration.
That's great. That's great to hear that that's happening. And 100 years is so very special. And hopefully, as they say, flattening the curve and all that continues, that nothing has to get postponed even further.
That's what we're hoping, yeah.
So, Dwight, I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to come on the show, and I know that you've got a golf tee time right now, so we'll let you get to it.
One more plug, Bob.
Okay.
We have on Sunday, June 14th at 1 p.m., we have a Flag Day ceremony. Sunday, June 14th, 1 p.m., If you haven't attended a flag ceremony at the Elks, you should try to make it to one. It is, besides just being very patriotic, it is historical. We go through all of the flags that have been flown mm-hmm. over our country since its inception, and I had no idea all of the different flags that have flown over this great country of ours since the beginning. So we would invite, again, this is not just for members, but anyone in the community that would like to come out and show the love for our flag.
That's great. I'm glad you remembered to get that plug in there.
Yeah.
Dwight, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks to Elks, Alinda, and everybody, Sonia, Russ, who've been coming on the show every month for the last year, and we'll continue to do that.
And thank you, Bob, for hosting this, and thank you to the radio station and Dylan Benefield and all of those who make this a possibility for us.
You got it. We are going to take a break, and North Idaho Thursday will continue right after this.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
All right, we are back, North Idaho Radio, here on KBFI and KSBT, as well as 97.1, as you just heard. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and a couple of things, as I teased in the intro here this afternoon, Governor Little just held, or is actually still holding, his 12:30 press conference, but he started off with announcing that, yes, Idaho is free to go into stage three of the recovery, and you can go to his website, Rebound Idaho, and check out all the details on what stage three is all about. But basically, the big ones will affect bars, as he hinted at 2 weeks ago. Bars starting this Monday or Tuesday are free to open if they choose. It's going to be a difficult task for bartenders and bar bouncers and owners to keep people safe distancing. You mean you could start like that, but two or three drinks and throw that out the window, so to speak. There will not be any service at the bar itself, so there won't be any bar stools, and they'll put tables far apart there. Bars are being requested to not play like loud rock, disco, dance music because they don't want people dancing. I don't know how they're going to pull this off. So they're asking me, you know, what, do you play jazz or something? I don't know how they're going to do this. But a lot of bars are doing to-go right now anyway, and at least the ones here in Sandpoint doing pretty well with that. So that's happening. Also, social gathering and public events capacity will increase from 10 to 50, which is big, especially for churches and things of that nature. So anyway, just you can go to Rebound Idaho and go to Stage 3 and see what all that is about. I mentioned in my conversation with Dwight Scheffler a minute ago that the Bulldog Bench Spring Scramble has been rescheduled. We are going to have it. I think I said June 20th in my talk with him. It was actually June 27th. June 27th. And you can go to the Bulldog Bench Facebook page and get the form there and fill it out for the Lighthouse Spring Scramble, now taking place in early summer. All right, we are in our last segment here today. We have Leanna Korzempa with us. And Leanna
Korzempa. That's okay.
I hope Mark's not listening.
He is.
Oh, darn it. we have lockers next to each other at SWAC for 30 years. And
yeah.
Always mispronounce his name. Leanne, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. It's good to have you here. And you have the Professional Electrology Center here in Sandpoint. For anybody who doesn't know, what is electrolysis?
Well, it's permanent removal of hair, unwanted hair. And it's a method that is okayed by the FDA and the American Medical Association. It's the only one that they stand behind us, and they... because it shows the best of the best results.
Mm-hmm.
The process is different. It's not something that they hold on to a hair and a current's supposed to go down, because a hair is not a conductor of electricity. Okay. But it's taking a small probe that's rounded, so it's not puncturing, but it slides right alongside the hair to reach the bottom of the follicle. The follicle is the indentation or a tiny well that the hair grows out of. The papilla is at the base, and that is my target.
Mm-hmm.
So
you do this one little hair at a time?
Yes. Yeah.
Seems like a, is that a lengthy process?
Well, it depends. No, it's the hairs if they're a certain length, then they show me what angle they're coming out at. And after doing this for the amount of years I've been doing this, it's really very simple. It's just slide it in. I have a foot switch. I step on the current, slide it back out, test
gotcha.
It. You know, go, and it's just a constant little motion there. But it's very gratifying to me.
Yeah. You're obviously very proud of it. You've been doing it. You mentioned years, 29 years, and you are now...
Just here.
Just here.
Yeah. So I had worked in Hawaii for quite a few years, too.
I knew that.
And also I got my license first in California and worked for the fella who invented the blend.
Gotcha.
And that's one of the methods. That's where they have to hold on to an electrode. And then afterwards, they have to reverse the polarity so that they can cataphrase, and that forces the quaternionium compound down into the area so it dissolves the lye that's been formed. But I don't use that process. I was trained on it through the one who invented it, but I prefer the quicker method. Some people call it flash, but it's just a split second. And it's the kind of thing that at first it's not comfortable, but it's always tolerable.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That was my next question. Does it hurt?
Well, it does a little. There's nerve endings down there. The hair itself is dead cells. Because that's why you cut your hair like you had a haircut today.
Thank you.
And very nice.
If anybody listening is wondering why I look so different, it's
yeah.
After all these weeks of quarantine myself in the studio, I couldn't get a haircut. Finally got one this morning.
But that's why it doesn't hurt when you get those hairs cut. There's no nerve endings in them, and they're in the skin. But
it only hurts your pocketbook.
Kind of numbs out to the whole thing.
Gotcha. Interesting. So I would imagine it's mostly women, but do men have permanent? Do you see a lot of guys doing
it? Well, not a lot of them, but most of the men that come in, their wives have brought them in because they needed maybe some little hairs in the middle of the eyebrow or around the edge of the ears.
They had a unibrow or something.
Yeah, and even some guys like you, they have beards. They have a tendency to, I've had a number of them who want to come in so that they can have things kind of cleaned up around the mustache, under the neck, and so that it's sharper, especially when they do those 1 or 2 week beards that people do when they have those short, the strange razors. But
so if you're kind of a hairy guy and you grow hair at different parts of your face, or maybe you have way too much hair on your chest or something
that. Yeah, also, if they're not even on each side on the chest,
gotcha.
And they're into weight building or body building and also modeling, they want to have symmetric look about them.
Very good. We need to take, we have one last break. We'll make it a quick one to get through, and then we'll come back. We have Leanne with us, Electrology Center, and we'll learn more about our business right after this.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet. Taylor & Sons wants to make it clear to our customers that it's not just business as usual at Taylor & Sons. The way we sell and fix cars and trucks at Taylor & Sons has changed. I want to take the time to highlight some of the things that you can expect when doing business with Taylor & Sons during our new normal. When considering purchasing a vehicle with Taylor & Sons, expect our best price right up front with no need for lengthy negotiation. With an accurate digital description of your current vehicle, expect an estimated trade-in value without having to visit the dealership. Expect expediency when providing dealer regular services such as finance approval and completion of state and federal documents. Expect the ability to demonstrate our vehicles without being accompanied by a Taylor & Sons employee. Full coverage insurance and valid driver's license required. Expect that any vehicle you are considering will have been thoroughly cleaned prior to your demonstration. Expect a limited time commitment in the dealership when completing your purchase. Taylor & Sons is encouraging our customers to call, text, or email ahead for fastest service and to allow us to prepare for your arrival. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Tom and Levi.
Tom is the smartest man I know. He's been a professor at two major universities, been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, he told me that he was having problems in his classes. I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. And he was telling them that he was doing it as a favor to them, but I think in reality, he just wanted to get out of there. I was really starting to worry because I saw something was wrong.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me, and my love for him was just immense.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
See our schedule, check our helpful links, or stream us anywhere. All at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back. Our final segment for North Idaho Thursday. Actually, my final segment of the week. We're with Leanne from the Professional Electrology Center and talking about electrology. And before we go any further on this hairy subject, so to speak, where are you located now?
I'm out on it. The actual address is 31656 Highway 200, heading east on Highway 200.
Yeah, not quite to Kootenai, but heading out toward this, like McGee Road. And across the street from there near Lignetics and Dietrich Manufacturing.
Right.
There's
next
an office
Dietrich,
building
yeah.
out there. So that's good to know. And you are open for appointment only 263-5530, 263-5530, or you can just Google them, Professional Electrology Center for Permanent Hair Removal.
But the best number to reach me at is 208-290-5714. The other number I've kept because it's been in the phone books and people have it on their old cards, so it transfers over to the number I gave you.
I got a phone book delivered to my home yesterday, the black book, and this guy drives up and throws it out the window. I was like, really? People use phone books? I haven't seen one for a while. 290-5714 is your cell, and you get an appointment or call you and just find out. You can do a consultation to find out what you may need done,
yeah.
How much it's going to hurt or not going to hurt, how long it's going to take, what it's going to cost, etc.
Everybody's different on that hurting bit. Some people are more sensitive than others, and some days are more, you can be more sensitive than another. And so we'll go through all of that during the consultation, and I'll be able to take a look at the area so that I can give them better information so they can make a better choice on what they want to do.
Gotcha.
Because I don't want them to feel obligated. I want to just share some good information for them.
Why is it better than like temporary hair removal, like using Nair?
Okay.
Is that still a product? Nair?
It is, I think. I'm not sure if the name is the same, but the any type of a cream that sloughs off those hairs, that in itself is very harsh chemical. Same with the bleach.
Imagine, yeah.
Gals are going to the beach and they want to bleach the upper lip because they're going to be in the, they don't want people to see it. But then that bleaching can actually have an irritation on the lip before they go in the sun. And sun is something that you have to be careful of. Any sort of scars you can have when you go out in the sun, you want to be careful. Just because the body tries to protect you from the sun. So it might send more pigment cells. It'll finally grow to the point where, it'll slough that darkness off. But so that's one thing wrong with that. The tweezing, plucking, pulling, waxing and threading, any of the yanking out is bad.
That's all too painful.
Well, it's not so much that, but it's the, it sometimes there's a connective tissue holding the hair in place. And that, otherwise when you brush your hair, it'd just come out. Mm-hmm. So that connective tissue, if it gets pulled out and people look at it and they go, it's sticky. They say, oh, I got it by the root. Well, it's not a root. It's just a sheath, a connective sheath that holds those dead cells in place. And if that's pulled out, then that opening is bigger and it can pack more cells. So it can make a bigger cell, a thicker cross-section of a hair. And the other thing is if it's left behind that connective tissue, that can form scar tissue. So then it's harder for me, and it also can get distorted and ingrown, and then there's more problems that way.
Mm-hmm. You're obviously very passionate about what you do. What got you into this?
What brought me? My dad. He was a dentist, and he had all of us going to a vocational counselor, and I'd suggest it to anybody with kids as young as grammar school, because I was in sixth grade. And what they do is they'll take you get an interest test, and they gave us a whole bunch of tests that took up our Saturdays, which was a bummer then, but you know, it was worth it. It was the best thing he ever did for me, because they find what your real interest is, and it's not going to change. And then you're gonna do well. You're gonna enjoy it, because it's. I've never gotten up and thought, oh, I wish I didn't have to go to work today. Yeah. I used to do that with school,
sure,
sometime, but not this. No, this is my main job.
That's great, and that means the world to me, because I know that I have the same feeling when I get up and I get to come in here and do this. It's not like, oh God, what a drag. I have to go talk on the radio. But no, I get to do this. So it's refreshing to hear you say that, because you see so many people, especially in the big cities across the country, that are just miserable because they don't like their little apartment and their crowded freeways, and they go to a job they hate. And we're just fairly lucky that we can do what you like to do.
That's for sure. Yeah, I wouldn't change it. I'd do the same thing again.
So anything else about the electrolysis that people ought to know? We have about another minute.
Well, there's different myths out there that aren't true, like cutting hair is going to make it worse. That's one that people thought of because, I don't know if I can mention this, when they would have babies and they would shave you. Okay, then they would notice that the hair they were growing down lower on their legs, but it was just the type of, it was like the age group about when they were having babies at 18,
sure,
or something, and that was starting to happen anyway. Or you'd see an underarm and you know you're shaved and shaved, but it doesn't keep going and would be down to your elbow. So that's a myth, and there's many more, and there's a lot of ways that I can help people as far as if they are uncomfortable.
So if you want to learn more, you'll be hearing her commercials on the radio real soon, by the way. You can get in touch with Leanne at 208-290-5714, 290-5714. Again, it's by appointment only, so don't stop by her office. And also your website is professionalelectrologycenter.com, or you can just go the shortcut route and just Google that and find it there.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I really enjoyed this.
Yeah. We'll do it again sometime. There's a lot more we could talk about.
You bet.
All right.
Take care.
It's going to be a great weekend, folks, weather-wise today. Beautiful mid-70s. We're getting the mid-80s tomorrow and again on Saturday. And then look for a cooling trend after that, as we get into Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. But while it's nice, get outside, garden, golf, whatever you like to do. I'm back in here next week. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.
KSPT Sandpoint, 1450 AM KBFI Bonners Ferry, and K246 CU, 97.1 FM, North.